Welcome to today's session, today's meditation energy work channeling session. Glad to have you here. Glad that you're willing to take time to do a daily practice and to invite us to come in to support you. Please close your eyes and let your breathing be easy and full but relaxed. Please decide that any stress and tension you've been carrying today or the last few days or the energies of other people, decide that during our time together today you are willing to shed it, to release it, to let it go. Because you cannot possibly use the energies of other people or stress and tension to tell you who you are. Again, letting your breathing be easy and full and relaxed. Do a brief scan of each area of your body and notice what it feels like in those parts of your body. Do a little inventory of things that may be persisting right now that you have felt the last few days physically. Oh yeah, I had a little thing on my shoulder or whatever. Do a little inventory, be aware of what has been happening in your physical body. And I want you to realize that your physical body is constantly manifesting and reflecting to you how everything in your life is going. So I want you to decide that you are willing to listen to the messages of your body without fear, without disgust, without trepidation, without panic, that you are willing to make your body your ally in this human trip you are unfolding. Thank you. Now send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra, also known as the first, located around the anus. Send cords from these three places down into the earth. Begin inhaling or breathing in the energy of the earth up into your body on every inhale. I want you to decide that you are safe in this moment, that it's okay to relax, to receive the supportive energy of the earth. And if you do not feel anything, simply have the intention and imagine that on every inhale you are drawing in this energy. But if you don't feel anything, most often we have found it is because the person is not yet practiced at being relaxed, at knowing he or she is safe. So if it's not comfortable or not easy, understand that start with a daily affirmation that you are safe and it is okay for you to relax. Inviting or breathing this energy fully up into your body, I want you to decide that in this moment everything is fine and you are safe and you are supported. You have the earth, your body, us, the two beings plus the channel. And you have your guidance team. Please invite your spirit guides, whether you know them or not, whether you consciously work with them or not, however it is that you have or have not related to them. Let them know that you are open to being supported. You are open to finding out that you are loved and supported by them. Tell them you are willing to learn the language they use to communicate with you. It is not the language and the logic of the linear mind, the left brain. It is through intuitions and hunches and dreams, meetings and dreams, synchronicities, nudges. Thank them in advance for all they do and let them know you're willing to have them in your life. Next, please decide that you are willing to be affected by the vibration in the channel's voice, and that you, if you are willing to receive energy work, decide that you are willing to receive energy work. Silently say, yes, please. I'm ready and open. Thank you in advance, Metatron, Jehudi, and Tom, for all that you do on these sessions. Now we're beginning to send the beginning bit of energy. Now usually we focus on a particular individual issue during these teachings. And sometimes it's on a particular chakra and a life issue. Sometimes it's on a life issue that is related to a chakra, but we don't talk about it. Today, we're going to focus on fears in the collective that are, from your human perspective, the fears are ramping up and it makes people think that perhaps we should be more afraid. What we want to be clear with you about is that this will continue through different vehicles covered in your news media and the water cooler talk and the gossip mill. This will increase because you are living in a time in which the major element of your human evolution is in making a leap from indulging in fear, the fear that floats around you, from wondering if you are safe, if you are supported, and if life or those terrorists or that Ebola is out to get you, from going from a place of fear and wonder of I'm not quite sure, trepidation, hesitation, and anxiety, into deciding that things in your world are fine. From the human perspective, from the brain's perspective, from the perspective of human logic, it will never seem that this is possibly true. We're asking you to develop faith that you, in fact, are vibrating your world into existence. And the collective, these days, as you speed through 2014 and you advance in the timeline in that direction, the fear is getting louder. The events that induce fear are becoming louder to you. There's not more violence right now than there ever has been, but the coverage is focused in a way because the collective needs to experience collective fear. So today we're not speaking about your issue with your family or opening your heart or your issues with your body or your emotions. Today we're talking about the collective and how you can relate to the collective. So continuing to focus for the duration of this call, the duration of this session, on the cords into the earth and breathing that energy fully but in a relaxed way up into your body, I want you to decide that you are willing to see that you are in fact a divine being vibrating your world around you into creation. This requires being willing to see past situations that have sucked and hurt and been terrible and ridiculous and absurd, and uncalled for, apparently, looking at those things as part of your vibration and owning them. So as we ask you to be aware of what is happening in the collective and not shut down, not close your heart, but to be aware of what's happening, if you find this hard to do, go back to your own history on your own time. Go back to an event that sticks out, that was too painful, that you can't forgive or overcome, that you can't let go of, that you still have a charge, whether it's anger, grief, or fear, pain, depression, some kind of charge, frustration over injustice, something like this. And go back to that and see what you can do to rewrite the narrative attached to it, to rewrite the history of why this happened. Because everything that happened to you that hurt you did not happen so that you were hurt. It's a romantic idea to believe that life is full of pain and suffering and nobody can get around it, and that these situations have perhaps created this pain in me, and so, but I'm a deeper and richer person for it, and then there's this kind of romantic ideal. But in fact, your soul outside time, observing your human lives, is saying, I wonder what it feels like to make this choice or to refuse to make that choice and deal with the results. Okay, that hurts. Got it. Check. I wonder what it feels like to be proactive and to assert yourself and the pain doesn't happen. Oh, okay. Great. Got it. Check. The soul is completely neutral on whether you feel pain or not. It is part of the human experience. Continuing to breathe the energy of the earth up into your body. Imagine your root chakra, the first chakra on the anus, spinning, gently spinning, in whatever direction it will. Imagine a small disc, a small wheel. Sometimes we tell people it's about the size of a hockey puck. Imagine this spinning. Decide that you are willing to see all that is in your life that makes you afraid or feel unsafe, that you are willing to see all of it as a creation of you as a divine soul to learn how to go from fear into love. This is the human mission. Decide that you are willing to find out that every painful thing that has come to you in your world through your entire life has been to serve you, to push you, to go from fear into love. We will explain more in a moment. When something makes you afraid, you have the option of feeling fear and staying there, realizing that perhaps you're not safe or that nobody loves you or the universe is not protective, something like this. That there's nowhere to run to, there's no appeal. Whatever it is, whatever these phrases are that may be attached to this experience for you, you can be in that space. And this is what we say, indulge in fear. Step into that. Put on the costume fully. Learn all the lines of that character. Or you can step into that space and realize you choose not to remain in that space. It is normal for humans to step into that space. In other words, it is normal to feel fear. And yet you will not evolve consciously as beings if you allow this to be your destination. So decide right now that you are willing to stay open, to feel what it is that's happening around you, to be aware of it energetically and emotionally. Everything in your world, decide you are willing to be aware of what it is. Decide that you are no longer willing to pick it up and carry it. Realize that no matter where you have been, no matter what your background, no matter what your family, community, religious, ethnic, cultural background is, you have had experiences that have made you feel unsafe, and the soul, your portion of divine consciousness, goddess and God, creator intelligence, all that is watching for the moment when you decide to create safety for yourself, to know that everything's okay. You say, well, what about these people who are having these situations elsewhere on the globe or elsewhere in my country? They're not safe, clearly. Well, then they are living lives that you are living in the past and future, but you're not in this life, meaning you have other lives where you are in that fear place. This life, perhaps, you have the opportunity. Your life is not the way that their life is. In other lives, they have the opportunity to have more distance from things that are safe or not safe. You are creating the world around you. Please decide that you are willing to see everything in your life as your creation. And please decide you're willing to see that through the lens of pushes for you to go, like nudges, and being pushed to go from fear into love. When you do this, you find you are willing or able to have compassion for all people who are feeling fear, even collectives, even the masses. When you are in a space of love, you decide that you are not available to succumb to the waves of consciousness that are sweeping the world around you. Fear is seductive. Parts of each person, until that person trains him or herself to come out of this, are waiting. Parts of each person are waiting to find out that, in fact, you are not loved, you are not safe, nobody's rooting for you, and anything terrible can happen. Realize that the more locks you have on your house, the better your alarm system. It doesn't make you safe. Realize that you could live an entire life in any part of any country with no locks, And if you knew you were safe and you vibrated in a loving way, you would be safe. So please decide that you are willing to cease viewing external circumstances as indicative of safety and love. Decide you are willing to create this from the inside out. Activating again this root chakra, spinning it, decide that in this moment, here in the session together, everything is fine and you are safe. And decide that you are willing to see the world around you in a new way on a day-to-day basis. That you are willing to see the life, the world as full of people, two kinds of people. People who choose what they vibrate, and people who do not realize they are powerful enough to make that choice and succumb to their environment. Our perspective, these two beings who are not in the game space of life, our perspective on a human is that you are a powerful creator who has in many ways forgotten this because you perceive yourself tied to time and you know that death will win. But right now, every day, every hour, everything you say and do, everything you think and consider, everything you plan, you are powerful and you can choose what motivation is behind it. Decide right now that you are powerful enough to choose your motivation. Decide that you are willing to be compassionate with yourself when you do feel fear, and decide you are willing to be compassionate with others when they feel fear. And yet be extremely clear that you are no longer willing to carry the fear for others or the collective. Now, anything that you may have picked up over the years or recently regarding these issues, any bits of collective fear, any bits of the fear of other people, certain individuals may pop up into your mind, whether you know and love them or you don't, or they just happen to be in your life, or they are media figures or something, the talking heads who share fear. Decide that you are no longer willing to carry the fears of others, whether individual in specific or collective in general. Gather them up into the center of your field. Decide you can no longer use the fears of other people or the collective to tell you who you are. Send them down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies on your behalf. Decide once again that you are willing to be aware of what is happening in the world around you, that you are willing to stay heart open, but you refuse to carry the energies of what you find in the world around you. To be clear, the answer is not to shut down and block out fear. The answer is to carry a compassionate stance that is divine, loving power. You, in fact, will find that you disarm fear when you carry this energy. People, all people, are looking for leadership. They want to know they're safe. Decide you're willing to be in your heart. Decide you're willing to have compassion for fear. And you can be a compassionate, heart-centered leader in carrying your own space with you. You will affect the world in wonderful ways. This does not mean you need to be responsible for others, but you will have a wonderful, positive effect. When you are willing to generate love, no matter what else is happening. As you breathe the energy of the earth fully up in your body right now, bring the energy up to your fourth chakra, your heart center. And on your exhales, gently relax, open that fourth chakra, decide you are safe, it is okay to open your heart. Decide that you can shed Any protective structures, any barriers, any shielding or guard? Decide it is okay to relax, open your heart on every exhale. Relaxing, open the heart, allowing the heart to open. Realize that when you generate a frequency from your heart, you create the world around you through the lens of a loving frequency. Loving things come to you. Less loving things don't know how to find you. They can't latch on. They can't find you. You can use this energy to disarm yourself and anybody else when unhappy and fearful. When feeling powerless, afraid, or unsure of what may happen next. Realize that in every moment you are creating what happens next through your intention and what you are choosing to vibrate. As we said earlier, the situation with all kinds of situations that you will hear about from people and in the news, you or people will start to say things like, things are worse than ever, or is it me, or is there so much to be afraid of in the world today, so much more than ever before? And you can smile, knowing that this person is encountering the opportunity to accept the vibration of fear as given through the collective, which is a powerless move. And this person is also having the opportunity to vibrate something different through choice. Now decide that any debris that's come loose during our time together today in this session, decide you cannot possibly use the fears and blocks from the past to tell you who you are going forward. Gather those into the center of your field and send them down through the cords into the earth, and thank the earth for receiving these energies. And this takes us to the end of our time together today. Thank you for your attention and energy and your time. Anything the channel may have loaned to you, he's going to call back from you, and anything he may have borrowed from you, he's going to give back individually. Please echo that from your perspective, and take care of yourself, and we will talk to you tomorrow for day 8. Good night.